Omicron has left employers around the country short on workers, sometimes very short. In response, they're finding ways to adapt, leaning heavily on those who can report to duty. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
From May until mid-November last year, there were no COVID cases reported at any of Mom's Organic Market's 21 locations.
And then beginning in December, it's just like the floodgates opened and it's sort of been full on since then.
John Croft is chief culture officer of the Maryland-based grocery chain. He says on some days they've had 14 or 15 people out at a single store that might normally have a staff of 50. They didn't want to shorten their hours, as some retailers have done, but some things just had to go.
You know, like collecting carts in the parking lot, bagging groceries for every single customer.
The broccoli may not be cleaned as well as Croft would like it to be. And you do see a few holes in the shelves. Not every variety of cracker has been put out because stocking has fallen behind.
We, at times, just can't get everything done.
Last Monday, Moms introduced an attendance bonus, $2 more per hour for all staff who complete all their shifts in a two-week pay period. The incentive is Moms' way of saying thank you. Fewer people called out sick last week, and Croft is hoping the worst may be over. Outside Mary's Center, a community health center in Washington, D.C., things are also looking a little calmer. Rolando Delgado, who's in charge of the COVID response team, points to a modest line of people waiting for vaccines. For several weeks, he says, it was normal to see 100 people or more out here, all wanting to be tested.
So the line is came out from the white car and go around all the way to the back to the parking lot.
Demand for testing and vaccines exploded around the holidays, just as loads of workers at Mary's Center were themselves falling sick. About half of Delgado's team of 20 got COVID over the last few weeks, but they had a job to do, so they got creative.
Some people was moving around for different sites. People who usually don't do certain tasks start doing extra.
Himself included. He's normally an operations guy, coordinating vaccine and testing clinics at schools and churches. But in his past life, he was a nurse in Venezuela. A couple others on his team have nursing backgrounds, too.
So we sit down with the team, start performing testing and giving the vaccines. That way we can fill out the little gap.
While staffing shortages may now be easing in some workplaces, that's not the case in hospitals. At Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, they're setting up makeshift emergency rooms, including in the lobby.
The impending fear is that we'll run out of staff.
Dr. Omar Latif, the CEO here, says in this surge, 3 to 5% of workers have been out on any given day. That's hundreds of people. In normal times, that would be okay. They could deal.
But during a time where we have an unprecedented number of admissions or people put in hallways on temporary beds, we'd like to have extra staff. That's particularly challenging when your staff is out sick.
Still, he says they don't want to rush people back to work. People's experience with COVID can be very different.
So 5 days negative test, I feel good, you're ready to go. 5 days negative test, I can't make it up a flight of stairs. You don't have to come back to work, you're still sick.
Now, the staffing crunch in hospitals right now comes on top of years of staffing shortages in healthcare, especially in nursing. Angelique Richard, the chief nursing officer at Rush, says workers were exhausted before Omicron. And yet, here they are, showing up, covering for one another, working back-to-back shifts.
Honestly, I think the resilience comes from the fact that, you know, healthcare providers know why they go into this field. It's to save lives, and there are lives on the other end of this.
So many lives. The number of people hospitalized with COVID keeps hitting new pandemic highs. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.